Hey guys, so welcome back to the pod, and today we are going to be talking about violence. You guys might think this is random, but it is not. If you have been on social media or watched Oscars, which I didn't, but I saw it afterwards on social media, about, you know, the situation with Chris Rock and Will Smith. That's the reason I thought it would be interesting to just talk about it and overall perspective about violence. If you guys are not familiar with what happened, don't worry. I'll catch you guys up once we start talking about this. But that is the topic today. So, yeah, since we got that out the way, now let's talk about update. So, a couple updates that I can mention. Some fun, some not so fun. So, let's start with not so fun, then we can move on to the fun part. I don't know if that was a good way to. Like, you know, it's almost like saying I have bad news and good news. And I feel like it's better to always hear the bad news, then you can be happy later. Because hearing, like, good news first, being happy, then hearing bad news, then you end up on a bad note. So that's why I always think about it. Anyways, so, okay, bad update or not so fun update in my way. This, like, Friday, I think it was Friday, so we get a message from our building. We generally get, like, emails all the time if there's an update or anything like that, saying that Con Edison, you know, like, the company that does the electricity and also the gas and everything to the city that they provide in New York City, they're like, oh, they allegedly, cut the line for the gas for our building, accidentally, right? And they have to, they're gonna come back and fix it, or not fix it, like, oh, just give you back the gas. So we're like, oh, okay, like, is it safe? Like, what do we do? They're like, don't use gas. I was like, oh, okay. So, it was a bit weird. I mean, because it was, like, Friday, so things were, like, very already, like, because we were already had some plans, which I'm going to mention on a good update part. It was, like, weird. So I'm like, oh, okay, so I don't touch the gas. And we use, I use gas for a lot of things. Not like I'm a big, like, I cook all the time, but it's like if I need to heat up something, or sometimes, like, just, I don't know, make a toast sometimes, it's much faster than a regular conventional oven. I have to be honest, there are times that I like making avocado toast, right? And yeah, because I don't have a toaster, that's one thing, because I don't have that much counter space, and I already have 2 coffee maker and bunch of other things like blender, and like I don't want to buy a toaster, like that's the problem. Like I could buy it, but I don't want to just take it out and put it in all the time to the counter, and I don't want to put it in a counter, another story. Anyways, so I always use the oven, and oven always takes forever. So I generally nowadays use just the pan, and I just put it on the pan, like then it just becomes toasty-ish. So I couldn't have that today, this morning. Well, not this morning, that morning, Friday morning. So I didn't have my avocado toast. That was pretty sad. But yeah, they're like, yeah, something happened. Then I don't know, it was like maybe half hour later, right? We see like bunch of workers from Con Edison in front of our building. And they're like, and it just doesn't seem like, you know, accident, mistake kind of thing. Like, why would like 15 or 17 employees from Con Edison would come to a place when they were accidentally cut the gas line? Like, accidentally, like, really? It's one of those things, like, you know something shady is going on, but they're not telling you. Like, it's just that, like that. Then afterwards, they're like, oh, we actually have to get access to each apartment. And I'm like, oh, okay, this shit is real. They come into our apartment, they are looking at it, and they just left. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe this will be fixed. Then I had to head out to the gym. So I was like, okay, I don't know how long this is going to take, and we have plans later. So I'm just going to head to the gym. So they call me. They're like, oh, we have to get to the apartment. So thank God my boyfriend is at the apartment. So they check again, I guess. And apparently the super tells my boyfriend that, like, because my boyfriend's like, oh, when is it going to be fixed? And he's like, actually, we have much bigger issue. So it might not be able to be fixed until like Monday or Monday afternoon or so. So that means like we were not going to have like gas for 3 days. I mean, not like a huge, huge deal, but like at the end of the day, also like there are times that I want to cook or I use gas for things, not just like lunch or dinner, but like even for breakfast, like I use it sometimes, as I mentioned in the, you know, toast and other situation, but overall it's very handy, or just like boiling something. So very annoying and much bigger issue. I'm like, what is the bigger issue? Then afterwards, literally the next day on Saturday. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, you know, supposed to be your day to calm down, just chill, relax. Not for us. Not for us this weekend. So on Saturday, literally they started not banging on our door, but banging in front of the sidewalk, which is our, like, apartment is literally across, like, it is towards the main road. So they started, like, taking apart the sidewalk. So essentially, that's where the, like, gas line was, the pipes, essentially. That's where they cut the line. So they took out almost half of the sidewalk. So, like, sidewalk did not exist. Like, you don't see it. And they were, like, banging, drilling, more drilling. So this started, like, 7 a.m. on Saturday. Imagine. And because we are on the lower floor, so we heard everything. So we woke up very early. It was hell. Then they took out most of the road the next day. I mean, thank God. Good news part. It got fixed. That was the part. But it was pretty annoying. Then they told us, like, apparently this is what happened. Again, still very shady. Like, very, very shady. So apparently some contractors who were fixing the road a couple months before. Or maybe recently. I'm not sure. They were fixing the road and they saw a pipe, like, towards our street, and they didn't know where it, like, where it was going, so they just cut the line. Then afterwards, because Con Edison detected that, like, you know, this is not going anywhere, or it's like the pipe is broken or something like that, they cut the connection, they cut the gas connection there. Apparently the subcontractor did this. It's like, still doesn't make sense in my head, but I was like, I guess I'll bite. I don't know. Like, I really have no idea. If anyone knows anything about construction or anything like that, please write in the reviews or DM me, comment. I want to hear. I want to hear everything. What do you guys think about this? If you are into this business, I'm curious. Okay, good news. So that Friday night, we went to see The Lost City. I love April now. Well, you know, it's still end of March, but yeah, April is here and there, all the good movies are coming. So what's the first one, which is still March, but towards the end of March, so I'm going to consider it as April. Lost City. Yeah, this is with Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum, and Daniel Radcliffe. It's a very, very fun movie. Okay, I'm not going to say it's like that fun. It's definitely have some funny moments. And I have to be honest, I was kind of distracted. And you guys are going to ask, like, Merce, what were you distracted by during the movie in the theaters? So I have never tried the 4DX. Have you guys tried it or heard about it? Because I don't even know if the AMC does 4DX. And there is AMC close to us, but most of the time there isn't any 4DX. It's the AMC. There's only IMAX. And IMAX is not always close by, to be honest, the one close to us. So I was like, oh, okay, I want to try Regal. And I saw Regal that, like, this movie was offered as 4DX. I was like, okay, I never tried 4DX. I knew it was going to be, like, some sort of motion making it 4D. I mean, I don't like 3D, to be honest, because it's, like, too much effort for me. Because I'm already wearing contacts. And those glasses, like those filters, it already makes my eyes worse and more dry. So I don't even use it. I don't want it. But 4DX seemed very interesting. So, you know, as soon as you get into that, like, first the screen was not that big. So I warn you guys, like, screen was small, like standard screen. But the seats and everything, this is Regal. So I don't know about any other ones. So it was like, it looked like, you know, one of those, like, when you go to, like, rides, you know, in, like, Luna Park or, like, Six Flags, you know, you would have these, like, seats that, like, you know, like, you have to buckle in and, like, everything. So, like, you're safe. It felt like that. It was very, like, sturdy, but, like, the surface that the seats were on, you can tell it's moving. I mean, not at the moment as I was coming, but like it looks like it has some cracks and everything. So you can see there's a cushion part. Like it seems that it's not static. It's going to move. And even when you stepped on, like you can feel that like it is, like it goes up and down. Like it wasn't like straight and stuck in one place. So I was like, okay, it's not gonna be as crazy. So and we were gonna get like drinks before, and as soon as we sat on, and because the chairs were like kind of wobbly, not the chair itself, but the surface the chair was sat on or fixed on was wobbly. My boyfriend is like, if you get a drink, like fountain drink, like if you had like water or something, that would be fine, or even popcorn, that will not be fine. Like it will be all over your laps. Like, because at first I thought it was going to be subtle shake or subtle movement. Literally as we sat on, we were like, no, this was not subtle, because that's why I'm trying to clarify it for you guys. So you guys know, still fun though, still fun experience, but it doesn't just vibrate. Like it's not static and it just vibrates. I thought that's what it was, but it's not. It vibrates first. Then there's like some movements. You feel it from your back. Then there's right next to your face, there's like two holes where the steam comes out. Not a steam, actually, like mist. Essentially a mist comes out. Then there's right next to your seat, there are mist comes out. Then on top of your seat, there's a mist comes out. So there's like mist everywhere. You can definitely turn off the water. It says that in there, like in your seat, it says water on, water off. So then it will turn off the mist, essentially. It's not actual water. Like it's water, but like it's not like huge amount of water that you're gonna be so wet. Some water, like splash, but like not even a splash. It's like a quarter splash, very light. But everything else, like the shaking, like it's the buzzing, moving, like other parts, it's you cannot control. There are times like seat really moves up and down, and like it's kind of like rotates a little bit, like angled up and down. Very cool experience. I feel like most part about it is that like I feel like it felt like you're on a ride, but at the same time, because you know you're feeling all these things, it's kind of like you're feeling all this and it's kind of fun. Then like I feel like I am not ending up paying attention too much to the movie. I was mostly looking at the reaction what my boyfriend was thinking about it. I don't know. I just felt like for myself too, like it was fun, but I feel like I would probably go do this again if it was a movie that I don't care so much about. But at the same time also, I would warn you guys, it wasn't also like cheap. Like, I don't know what is cheap for movie theaters anymore, because to be honest, ever since this inflation, not even just inflation, but like this whole pricing in New York City, I don't even know what is cheap, what is not cheap anymore. So someone correct me, what is a decent movie theater ticket? But usually, with Regal or any, even like the movie theaters in New York City, regular standard one, it's like $18-$17. RPX, like Regal Premium Experience, or IMAX is like $23-something. Then there is the 4DX, which is what I just did. It was like $25, something like that. Then total was $50. So when it was, because we were gonna do RPX, I don't actually think that there was RPX. I don't think there was RPX. No, there was only, we were gonna do like, I wanted to do something like cool. So it was only 4DX or the regular one. So I was like, oh, let's try the 4DX. So that total was like $50 for two tickets. So I was just saying like, that was a price range, so in case you're wondering. So it wasn't like super intense from what I have paid, because like price difference from like regular ticket to not, it wasn't a lot. Like I was expecting a little more, but it's definitely worth it to try. Like it's, but I'm just warning you guys from this, is like, it's just not subtle experience. 4DX is like legit 4DX. Like you feel it. You really, really feel it. Like the times that like in the movie, there was like someone was getting shot or slapped or like moved up or something, you were being moved up. You were being hit in the face with mist essentially. If that made any sense. Yeah, it was very fun. Then other movie we saw. Yeah, I have spent so much money on movies recently. If I should calculate, it's already $100. And I'm also going to see another movie. So this is going to be $150. Yeah, we also went to see Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. It is a production company. It's made by A24 production company, and this very famous Chinese actress, I just forgot her name. It was pretty good, like really, really good. No 4DX or anything, because it's not that kind of movie. The movie itself is really good. I would 100% recommend it. It is pretty intense, and it's like kind of a lot going on to understand, but I feel like it also is so on brand for the movie. So if you're looking to see some movies, here's some of them. And another one I'm going to see, haven't bought the tickets yet, but, and you guys might judge me for this because it's another Marvel movie, but Morbius, apparently the original vampire essentially. So yeah, I'm excited to see that one. I have been waiting for that one for like the longest time, because I have been seeing the trailers all the time, and I'm just like, oh, why is it taking so long? So it's finally here. April 1st, it's going to be here. So yeah, I'm excited for those. And yeah, these were the updates. So I hope you guys liked it. I talked quite a bit on this one. I didn't think that this would take forever. But yeah, so that was the good update. Now let's get into today's episode. Okay, so let's talk about violence, but let's talk about what happened in here first with Chris Rock and Will Smith. So in case you guys don't know, so the way what happened was, so Chris Rock was making jokes, you know, a bunch of jokes, and he made a joke about Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett, I think that's her name, Jada Pinkett Smith, because she has this condition, and that's why she had to shave her head. And he said something like, oh, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. You know, referring to essentially the buzzed haircut that she had. And in the movie, G.I. Jane, it was the girl who shaved her hair. But I think it was like a bit like, it was a bad joke overall, because, you know, she has a condition, so, and that's why she had to shave her head. So that's just how it turned out. Then afterwards, you know, Will Smith got on the stage and said, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. Then slapped him. No, first slapped him, then, you know, stand down, and then got back to his seat and said this. So it was, I mean, it was pretty bad. I feel like already slapping was one thing. Then he also saying that. So it was like pretty bad. Then, you know, Chris Rock was like, oh, he just beat the shit out of me, stuff like that. So okay, now you are, you know, updated. What I'm confused in here, I mean, at first I was like, wait, was this like planned, or was this like part of something? That I'm like, no, there's no way. So it was pretty bad, because apparently, first of all, I did do some research. Chris Rock was just making the jokes as he goes. I mean, he's a good comedian, so I'm not saying anything. But that was not in the teleprompter or anything like that. He made that up as, like, the show was going, so it wasn't, like, there. So, I mean, it is pretty bad. Like, I have to say that, like, I feel like everyone is defending Chris Rock. I mean, he made a bad joke, so I have to say that. I'm not saying that violence is the answer. That's not for sure. But I feel like these two people, both of these men, they are guilty. Like, I have to be honest. They are both guilty. Because I think first thing is that, like, Chris Rock making a joke like that, he definitely had it coming. That I'm trying to say. Like, because I feel like anyone saying shit like that is like, you had it coming. Like, it's almost like you are stirring the pot and expecting that there's not going to be consequences. So, like, you made this shit happen. But other thing is that, like, Will Smith just getting on the stage and doing that, it's like, you're not at someone's house. This is not even, like, a streaming, right? Like, it is a national television. So I feel like that is, like, pretty bad. and also just saying shit like that. I feel like he could have simply said something. That is one thing. But I feel like just getting on the stage and slapping it, that's like, have some class, you know, like have some decency, because it was not good. Decency is like one thing, but also the violence is like, come on. I mean, he made a bad joke. I get it. Apparently he didn't know about it, but I feel like even though, like, still bad though, like, I just feel like it's still bad. He should have known about it. Like, I don't understand. But other thing for me that was a bit weird though, like, yeah, Will Smith and Jada, they're married, right? But that doesn't mean that he has to just, like, speak up for her or do things for her. Because I feel like that's, like, a masculinity thing. It's like, oh, like, I am looking up for my woman, or, like, defending my woman's honor, shit like that. That's how it felt like. Because I'm like, she's standing there. Yeah, she clearly didn't like the joke, because you can see. Definitely watch the video, that clip. You don't have to watch the whole thing, just the clip. You can see that, like, she was pretty upset, like, when he made the joke, like, her face was like, okay, not cool, dude. But, like, sometimes when shit like this happens, or, like, people make a joke, best way to deal with is just, like, let it go, don't say anything at all. Because sometimes I feel like it's the best answer. First, it shows that you have a class and you're a decent person. It just also shows that, like, other person is gonna feel guilty later on, because you're not getting stooping down to their level. In this case, Will Smith did way worse, because I feel like just doing that in public is crazy. And afterwards, it's like, because he won an Oscars and he went on the stage. Weird thing for me though, like, because he literally hit someone on stage, and he did not get arrested, because, I mean, Chris Rock didn't press charges. That's one thing. I wouldn't press charges either, because he definitely fucked that up for sure. But, like, I feel like Oscars committee or whatever, whoever were there, they could have, you know, like, kicked him out. But maybe it's because, like, he was going to win Oscars, so that's why they didn't. I'm not sure what happened exactly. But it was not a good behavior, like, just to see that on television. But overall, I just want to talk about is that, like, there are multiple things in here, but bigger picture is, like, it's violence. So I think, regardless, I don't care how the situation is, unless that person is being violent to you and you being violent with them, I feel like it's still, like, very mixed situation. I feel like if someone is making a joke and it's not, you know, it's hurtful and, like, it makes you feel bad about it, you should answer them back, that is for sure. Or, again, I mentioned it, is like, best way to do it is just, like, don't answer at all. Just, like, don't give them the time of the day. And that's just gonna be much better. Because I think, like, someone saying something to you and, like, you just getting upset and, like, feeling shameful and, like, sad, or, like, I don't know, feeling some sort of way, which is, you know, it's possible. You know, it is highly possible, because someone is trying to get under your skin or did that. But, like, then you going up there and, like, making a fool out of yourself, essentially, is, like, not really cool. So I feel like you have to think about it, because if someone is trying to answer you or trying to come to you with a word, answer with a word. Don't use the violence, because violence at the end of the day is, like, never the answer. Doesn't matter how wrong the other person is, because I know deep down the words can hurt a lot. And it's very true that, like, some words can hurt like a bitch. Like, it can hurt, like, way worse than like physical pain. And because one thing with physical pain is, like, over time, you know, you heal and, like, just like that, you don't even remember it at all. But, like, with, like, emotional pain and, like, emotional, like, especially with words, it's, like, sometimes it's hard to forget those words that some people said it. And, like, you keep thinking about, like, how did it come out of their mouth? Like, you just wouldn't expect that, like, they would say something like that. But, you know, things happen. And I think it's, like, it's important to just be mindful of it. But at the same time, is that, like, understand that, like, sometimes people don't know things. I feel like it's good to always give benefit of the doubt, because in this scenario, at least, like, they are saying that he didn't know the situation that the condition that she had. So That's possible. But I feel like overall is that like you just have to I don't know how to say it in a nice way because I have seen this so many occasions. Even nowadays, I feel like overall, like something with like comedy, people get upset about many things. And I'm not saying this like I don't, because I do. There are times that I have seen people making fun of so many things that like one would take an offense, and I would take an offense many times. But there's a time and place for it. You know, if you're offended by your friend's joke, you can tell them to their face, or you can talk to them afterwards, you know. But like some place like this is like not good, not good. And also that violence is like, I think violence is like, even like there are times that like I remember, this was when I was in high school, that I got in a fight. I mean, it was never me starting it, but like other side started it. Then it never ended well for me. Like it was bad. Like, because what happened was like he started a fight, then I started a fight back, obviously. Then what happened was like we got caught. Then at the end of the day, what happened was like we were both suspended. But then the most blame was went on to me because I did a I think punched him in the face or something, which was pretty bad. I mean, he did punch me too, but it wasn't as bad as I did, which I didn't realize. Then I got the most blame. So I'm just trying to say. So I feel like you are never winning in any scenario, to be honest. And that's why I wanted to come to conclusion in this one is like violence is never gonna get you the answer that you're looking for. It's, I mean, maybe it might feel good for a second or two, but afterwards you're like, what kind of person have I become? Or like, what am I even doing? What am I trying to achieve with this? Because you can say things, you can at least make them feel bad about themselves, but it's still like so low because I feel like if someone is trying to make you feel bad, or they're making a joke about something that you are clearly insecure about or you're clearly struggling with, it's best to just let them be because sometimes some people just don't get it. Like, I'm being 100% honest, guys. Sometimes, like, doesn't matter how many times you explain it to certain people, it's just they don't seem to get it. I don't know if it's just like their brain is not functioning, or like their brain is just like not trying to register what you're trying to tell them, but they just don't get it. I have met there are a couple times I have also said this to, I don't know, a few people that like, yeah, like you can joke about, you can say shit like that. I don't know. You can say a few things that I won't take an offense because I do. I would say I have overall somewhat of a somewhat. I'm not saying completely, somewhat of a thick skin. But there are certain areas that I don't. I wouldn't take the joke because I just don't appreciate it. And it's clearly some areas that I am currently working on. And in this scenario, you know, like the him joking about her hair. I feel like even on a regular day, right? Let's just say even she didn't have a condition, right? It's still very like bad joke overall because like what if that's the hairstyle she chose? That's the hairstyle she chose, right? And she likes it. Why are you making fun of it? Like just saying overall. You know, I feel like that's why I feel like sometimes also the jokes are so subjective. Some people can find it funny, some people can find it offensive. I personally most of the time I feel like jokes can be like very offensive, like a lot. That's why I feel like nowadays, like most of the time, I personally don't enjoy comedians. Like I feel like most of the jokes they make is like it's either like sex or like it's either like someone being fat or skinny, someone being this. It's like it's never funny. Like yeah, it might sound funny, but when you think about it, you're literally making fun of someone's shape or the way they talk, the way they do this. It's like it's just not funny. And that I'm coming at to like in the other side is that like the violence is that like yeah it was very not pleasant joke to hear, but you have to control yourself and you have to kind of imagine yourself like where am I, because I feel like the way Will Smith acted is that like some man might also act. I feel like trying to be like, oh, I'm showing off. I just feel like it was not a good image at all because I think one thing is that like him trying to say something, but other thing is like I feel like Jada is there. She's an independent woman. She can take care of herself. She can say things. Just because you guys are married doesn't mean that like she's your property or anything like that, you know? Like, people are still independent even if they are married. Like, they can defend their own honor. I feel like we are in 2022 and people can defend themselves and say things. So you need to, like, watch yourself and, like, I feel like it, that's why I was seeing that. I feel like that whole spectacle that he was trying to put on, to be honest, the both of them trying to put on, he had it coming and other one was just, like, pissed off. Like, it was about their ego, like, saying a joke and, like, him not taking it and going up there. Like, Jada didn't care. I mean, yeah, she was upset, but, like, she wasn't gonna do anything or say something. So I'm like, it was more about, like, his ego and both of their egos, to be honest. So it was unpleasant things that they both kind of, like, messed up. I feel like they both have some things to work. Anyways, that was the episode for today. A little bit of a update on Hollywood and entertainment news, but also some good advice on nowadays, that, like, how sometimes it is better to be just silent and not say anything at all, because in that way you at least keep your class, you know, you're focusing on yourself, being proud of yourself, you know, just doing your own thing and not worrying about what everyone else thinks about you, and not making a joke about someone else's appearance, because at the end of the day, that's not really cool, and that's why I want to end it with. So anyways, I hope you guys like this episode. If you do, please don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, and I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Bye, guys.